But though, when she had thus sailed a sufficient distance to gain the presumed place of the absent ones when last seen, though she then paused to lower her spare boats to pull all around her, and, not finding anything, had again dashed on, again paused and lowered her boats, and though she had thus continued doing till daylight, yet not the least glimpse of the missing keel had been seen. The story told, the stranger captain immediately went on to reveal his object in boarding the Pequod. He desired that ship to unite with his own in the search. By sailing over the sea some 4 or 5 miles apart, on parallel lines, and so sweeping a double horizon, as it were. "I will wager something now," whispered Stubb to Flask, "that someone in that missing boat wore off that captain's best coat. Mayhap his watch. He's so cursed anxious to get it back. Whoever heard of 2 pious whale ships cruising after 1 missing whaleboat in the height of the whaling season? See, Flask, only see how pale he looks, pale in the very buttons of his eyes. Look, it wasn't the coat. It must have been the... my boy. My own boy is among them. For God's sake, I beg, I conjure," here exclaimed the stranger captain to Ahab, who thus far had but icily received his petition. "For 8 and 40 hours let me charter your ship. I will gladly pay for it, and roundly pay for it, if there be no other way. For 8 and 40 hours only that, you must, oh, you must, and you shall do this thing.